SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher announced the award of a $2.95 million NSF grant to SUNY, the New York Academy of Sciences, and SUNY Empire State College.
What we're about is increasing awareness and interest in the STEM fields, and STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and we're doing it in a very unique way. We are recruiting our graduate students, master's and doctoral students, to actually one-on-one mentor middle school and high school students across the state of New York. And obviously, NSF thought this was a way cool idea, and we do too.
The grant will enable SUNY and the New York Academy to introduce the program in high-need, low-resource urban and rural communities throughout New York State over the next 3 years. SUNY Empire State College professor Dr. Philip Ortiz, area coordinator and mentor in natural science at the college's Center for Distance Learning, explains the project is based on an NSF initiative that was tried and proven in New York City.
Clearly, New York State has deficiencies in STEM education, and this exists in inner school settings such as Rochester and Buffalo and Albany, as well as the rural school districts. Fortunately, SUNY has colleges and universities across the state, including those underserved areas. And so it was a perfect opportunity. The flip side of it, of course, is that our graduate students learn how to be better educators. And this is a skill that will benefit them not only in the teaching that they do as part of their graduate studies, but also the teaching and mentoring that they're going to do later in their professional careers.
The SUNY Academy model is unique in that it involves the creation of a scaling mechanism to allow for maximum local innovation and adaptation while retaining the core elements of the program. Ortiz says it also utilizes an online platform to deliver the content-based mentor training and to provide support to the young mentors statewide.
Right now, far too many intelligent and talented students are leaking out of the educational pipeline. At the same time, the need for students to be more proficient in STEM subjects is increasing. So by collaborating, we can help more K-12 students succeed while also providing graduate students and postdoctoral fellows with the opportunity to earn credit and become better mentors.
The program initially will be implemented by SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, the University at Albany College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering in the Capital District, and SUNY IT in Utica, Rome. By the end of the 3rd year, a best practices guide will be produced by the SUNY Academy team to help interested universities determine capacity for rolling out similar programs at their campuses. Additional campuses will be selected in subsequent years using a request for proposals selection process. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.